Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Jeta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Timmerman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tom Timmerman. And now, play ball. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Horton reaches second base with a double. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive towards third. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Jeta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Paul Jeta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeta is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeta hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The slide. Hermann applies the tag. Brown is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Jeta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Frien and he is safe. May steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Frien and he is safe. May steals third. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Kummer pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive towards third. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Stanley, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Horton scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Paul Jeta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeta is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Jeta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman fires to first and picks off May. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spezio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Little now playing center field. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe pinch runs for Al Kaline. Terry Forster now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brinkman moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brinkman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 3 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio juggles the ball. That's an error on Spezio. Brown moves to second. Paul Jatok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jatok is 0 for 3 in the game. Jatok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.